I think in the previous episode of the podcast, I got a little too emotional, and I do feel like people got uncomfortable. But at the same time, it's like, hey, man, I'm human, you know? And I'm not going to lie, it didn't help that I had quite a bit of hours at work. The busy season is at its peak right now. And let me tell you right now, yesterday, 14 hours. The day before, 15 hours. The day before, I don't even remember. But at no point have I done less than 12 hours. This is what it takes to work at my job. And you know what? I think I got it, you know? Previous jobs I've had where the hours get this long have kind of sucked because they were per load. This is not that. You get paid for the work you do. And it's nice. It's still hard work, don't get me wrong. I'm actually losing weight and gaining muscle. But the problem is, here's where I fucked up. Really badly the other day, by the way. I didn't realize I was starving. I learned the hard way that your body shuts down stuff when you're starving. And I'm glad I picked up on that. Anyway, what the hell are we going to talk about this week? Well, we could talk about Luigi, but we already know pretty much everything that we do know. He's in jail right now, and that's pretty much the end of it. There's so much going on right now politically that I can't talk about because I don't like mentioning politics. I let slip a few episodes ago, and I'm not going to be doing that again. I do apologize for those who got really excited, but this is not a political podcast. I'm sorry. Anyway. I have this song stuck in my head, and of course, it was The Great Cities by Diane that posts it on every single other one of her videos on Instagram. It is on Instagram, just not videos. It's photos she posts, and she puts this really loud, annoying sound in the background. And it has been stuck in my head. It just goes, I am a hot and perfect girl. I can't do it. I can't sing it, okay? What I was trying to... Okay, you've obviously heard my expertise in the vocal range. I'm not a good singer, period, okay? And I think it's funny that I actually tried to sing a song. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. You guys know, right? The Chinese dog that's rapping. Absolute fire, by the way. The song is Sky is Your God. Cause and Effect is what the song is called. But most people know it in Chinese, and I do not know how to say it in Chinese, but it's awesome. It's a great song. I actually have it in my playlist. I fucking promoted it. I hyped the fuck out of it before it blew up. And I just want to say that right now, okay? The fucking hipster side of me is there. You know what I mean? Like, I take pride when I'm like, hey, yo, let me put you onto this. And someone's actually like, hey, this is pretty good. Fucking awesome. I want to bring up something. The YouTube video is coming, okay? I'm sorry it's so delayed. It doesn't normally take a month to edit videos. It normally takes like a 2-week thing, right? But again, hella busy at work. I'm talking fucking exhausted levels. But you know what? We're making money. That's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry that this isn't my primary job. If more people sub to the Patreon, I would, you know, I would be able to. But I'm not there yet. And that's okay. You know, I still have to work a 9-to-5. Or in my case, it's a 9-to-9. 12-hour minimum. Yeah. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's part of the nature of things. At the very least, it's only 5 days. You know what I mean? I've seen jobs where it's like you have to work crazy hours for like 9 days a week or something. You know, like they want you 24/7. In my job, after 5 days, they're like, all right, go rest. That's it. Do whatever the hell you want. They don't care. They're not going to call you on your days off. It's never that bad. You know what I mean? And if there is, they have plenty of men to cover. But you can rest. And you're encouraged to. There's a reason they have extra days off sometimes. And I have this thing, a schedule, 5-2-5-3. Okay, 5 days of straight, continuous work. Not straight, continuous work, but you know, really long hours. And 2 days off. And then 5 days of work, you know, a standard work week. And then 5 days of work, and then 3 days off. You get an extra day because trust me, you're gonna need it. And that's when you get all the shit done that you missed on your other days. Because I'm sorry to say it, but on those 5 days of work, that's all you're doing, just work. I've gotten used to it, actually. I almost have a year at this job. But the crazy thing is, I don't know how to explain it. It feels... You're so busy that it just goes by quick. I know, long-ass hours, right? And you'd think you'd be tired, but not really. As long as you have some water and some food, you're good. You could really keep going indefinitely. There are some companies that try to do that, and there are laws because of that. I have some good news. I forgot to mention it. Actually, no, I didn't even forget to mention it. The YouTube video should be out by Christmas. And also, we have a lot more patrons on Patreon. I just want to really come out and say I really do appreciate you guys for subscribing. Even you guys need to understand one thing on the Patreon, okay? The Patreon, you don't have to pay. There's a free tier. Somebody finally found it. And yeah, they're staying. And I really do appreciate, by the way. Whenever you're on Patreon, it just means you get, you know, sneak peeks on stuff. And some people did get to see the videos before they were out. Not the entirety of the videos, but little spoilers. Really big parts, you know what I mean? And I don't even know if they were spoilers. Just funny parts of the video that I decided to put in there, you know? And it'd be like 10-second snippets. It's a 20-minute video. It's done, okay? I'm just saying right now, if my PC, if you can hear in the background, my Mac, but still. If you can hear in the background, it is downloading the video and then from there, I posted on YouTube. I am kind of scared about copyrighted music, so I decided to look up what to do. Apparently, YouTube just lets you download copyright-free music. I did not know you could do that. Not on YouTube videos. No. You have to go to the YouTube Creator Studio, and then it gives you an entire list of what's okay to use. And a download link, which was very convenient. And also, thank you, Reddit, for letting me know that. Guys, I had no fucking idea. I had no idea that was the thing. By the way, this episode of the podcast might come out late as well. I'm not too sure yet, to be honest. You know? I'm just going to say that, but realistically, you feel me? What the hell does that mean? Well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect to talk about this so early in the podcast, but I'm just going to mention, okay? This episode was about something else entirely, but we had something scheduled, and I was going to wait to talk about it, but I literally just came back from a 5-hour car ride after seeing Bruno Mars. You're hearing that right? I don't really listen to Bruno Mars, right? But I'm a big fan of, like, live shows. And my girlfriend is a big fan of Bruno Mars, so we went to go see him. The problem was, I try to make a video, you know, whenever I go out vlogging, just a little thing. And I'm going to be honest, two things happened. One, Bruno Mars had this whole thing where he's like, okay, no one can come in unless they put their phone in this bag. And I've never seen it before. It's some system where you put your phone in a little bag and they lock it, right? I've never actually seen this before. I know other people are more familiar with this system, but I'm not. And my buddy James was telling me only after the show how to, like, keep it open or whatever and stuff like that. But I didn't, you know, just for the sake of it. Because first off, if I were to record inside of the Bruno Mars, like, live show, everything was super copyrighted. I think every little movement, there was cameras everywhere. And quite honestly, it might have killed from the experience. Because the thing is, he was right in one thing. He's like, man, we're always behind our phone screens, you know, just living the moment, you know, at least for these 2 hours, you know, or at least for this next show. And it was pretty fucking good, actually. Like, I don't know. It hits different. Like, for me, I don't listen to him too often, right? But once I was watching it, I'm like, you know what? This is fucking sick. I think that's how it is with most content creators, with most musicians, right? There is an aspect to the live show that is different than the album, you know, the recording, the vinyl. It's different because when you're live, you have this energy, you know, you could dance around, you could do whatever you want. And my God, he fucking did. He absolutely killed it. He had me singing along to songs I didn't even know the lyrics to. I was just mouthing shit, but you know what? That worked. I think at some point I showed up on the big screen. It was very, very much lit. Very good. Very nice. Very swag. I like it. These quotes are old. So am I. Anyway, the venue was the Park MGM. I've never actually been inside. At least I thought I didn't. But here's the beautiful part about this, okay? This specific trip to Vegas, the last one was nice, but this specific trip, we ended up in a part of Vegas where I hadn't been since I was over the road, and I promised to come back to. But the person I promised to come back to was myself, you know? I told myself I'd come back there one day. And it hits different now because I was going with a loved one. I wasn't going on my own, you know, fat with with a big beard. I mean, kind of chubby, I'm not going to lie. With a beard and just not taking care of myself. I was there. I was a mess, realistically. But the thing is, it was nice. It was a really nice trip, to be honest. All around a great experience. And I don't know why the fuck Bruno Mars collaborated with Hello Kitty. Kinda random. There's also a joke that he said in the show where he said, "I got a Hello Kitty collab, but I'm trying to say hello to your kitty." It's kind of funny. I like that. The thing about Bruno Mars is very, very passionate guy when it comes to his music. There was a song that I did not know he was so attached to. And when he sang it, he actually said, "This is one of my hardest songs to sing because it always hits." And at the end, he actually did cry a bit while singing. And he had a pause, and the crowd went fucking nuts. Like, you know, you see raw emotion from someone, like, just putting their heart out like that. And yeah, absolutely, he had the audience screaming at that point, because everyone was, like, supporting him, you know? It reminds me of that live show with Kanye West, where he was trying to sing a song about his mom, and he just broke down crying. Like, he had to, like, step away from the microphone, and he was just in tears, and everyone was cheering him on. That, I don't know. It hit different because, you know, this is the first show that he was doing in this specific venue. And, fuck, you know, honestly. It's the first show he has this month. And we got to see it. And it was awesome. We had expected some sort of gimmick, you know. But I did not expect 20-foot letters behind him. That was kind of fucking sick. Okay, it's a really big stage, right? And the man is a showman. So at some point, the curtains did go up. And it was all dark, and then giant letters spelling Bruno Mars turned on, and he started singing and dancing around with an entire cast of, what was it again? Like, it was just fucking sick, I'm gonna be honest. And to top it all off, we got really nice photos from it, the Park MGM. That crunching sound in the background is my brushes. I need to wash these. And honestly, I got some footage, okay? I didn't get some footage of the show because it was fully super copyrighted, and I'm gonna be honest, I didn't wanna risk the copyright of MGM. Holy shit, hell no. Not on this podcast. However, this entire trip was amazing because of one thing. Okay, several things actually. One thing was that earlier we got to see Good Springs from Fallout New Vegas. If you guys are big fans of the New Vegas game, you know, Fallout New Vegas, or the New Vegas, fuck, Fallout series, there we go, of the Fallout series, it is very important that one specific place was very, it's the beginning of the games. The beginning of Fallout New Vegas was Good Springs, and there's the Pioneer Saloon, and right next to it, the General Goods Store. We went into the General Goods Store, and then we went to the saloon, and they had a little area full of Fallout memorabilia, including what looked like to be a helmet, which was a replica of the one they had in the show. And it was a very, very, very good replica, in fact. We didn't go there for any special occasion, you know. We were on the way to Vegas, so we thought we'd stop there and see it. And I was excited, and I liked it. Quite a bit, in fact. A lot of things happened in Vegas that are very memorable in media, and quite honestly, a lot of stuff in my life, personally. One of them was the Hershey's store, the really big Hershey store. Because that's one of the places that I said that I would be back to when I was, you know, when I had someone with me, someone who I was happily in love with. Because going on your own hurts. I was really excited and I had no one to, like, at the time back then, I was really excited and I had no one to vent it to or be a part of with. Joy shared is sad. You know, oh no, fuck. Joy that is not shared is just sad. Joy that is shared is twice as good, and that reigns true. Like, I've heard the quote. First off, I misquoted it like fucking crazy, but you know what? What the hell was the quote? Hang on. Shared joy is double joy. Shared sorrow is half as sorrow. The problem was the first time I was there, I was quite sad because I was on my own and away from my family, and I had no one in my life that I loved. You know, aside from my family, I mean, like, you know, personal relationship or anything. Because at that point, I was in a very deep rut. It's years later, and I have someone I love, and I went back. Do I want to say I was emotional? Honestly, kind of. because going there, first off, it looked a bit different. It looked very different from last time I went. I thought, oh, last time I was here, this looked like that, and that looked like this, and this and that. You know, there's a bunch of changes. It's a big city. It's always changing. But it was just nice, you know? Shared joy is double the joy. And that reigns true, you know? It was just so nice. Whew. I mean, the Strip, man, you know, it's wild. Also, I had apparently the best sandwiches in California right there. They were pretty fucking good, I'm not gonna lie. Voted best sandwiches in California, that's what it said, and I tried it. It was pretty good. Also, holy shit, I found something that was a quote from a fucking meme, like, what, 10 years ago now? With Max Mofo, iDubbbz, and Filthy Frank, when they used to go, "Oh, have you seen a chef?" The chef van was there, like, at the Park MGM. The actual van from the movie Chef that they kept quoting about. Kind of cool, actually. I wanted to eat there, but I wasn't hungry at the time. I don't know what's up with me lately, man. I need to lose some weight. I've been gaining so much fucking weight. I'm a chubby boy. I smiled like I'm on camera. I'm not on camera. You couldn't even see me. Dude, fucking Bruno Mars. Holy shit. I gotta tell you right now, I've never seen so much confetti in my life. Nor have I ever actually physically reached out and grabbed it and had it just rain all over me. And I still have confetti from the show, you know? It's probably one of the only memorabilia I have. As well as a nice photo of me and my girlfriend. And I don't know. You know what? We got merch too. There is going to be a video coming out about that. To be honest, I was really excited to record. And then that happened where it's like, oh yeah, you can't have your phone in here. So it's like, fuck, man. I mean, to be fair, let me be totally honest. To be fair, last time I recorded a concert, it didn't look good. You know? Like, I was too far out. I was zooming in real crazy. And where I was sitting at Bruno Mars, it was great to look at him directly, right? But I have a feeling that he would have said something if he just saw me with my phone the entire time, you know? Also, something hits different about actually being at the show. I don't know how to explain it. You'd have to be there, man. The physically feeling the bass, all of the explosions of the fireworks, and seeing him, like, okay, at some point he was, I'm going to sound like a fangirl, but I'm not, okay? At some point he was sweating a lot, right? So he pulls out a towel, starts wiping himself down, looks at the audience, and throws a towel in there. People started almost fucking fighting for the towel, man. At some point, a lady got it, and she was like, ah! She was screaming. It was kind of funny when, that same bit where he did the Hello Kitty thing, he was, like, talking on the phone, you know, leaving a voice message for a girl, but he had a phone with no camera on it, and he said, I can't take a picture, it's complicated. You know, just messing with the audience, making us laugh. It's really funny. Genuinely entertaining guy, by the way. Bruno Mars knows how to put on a show. That's absolutely true. If you ever get the chance to see him, go watch him. Because honestly, it was awesome. It was really cool. The vibes were nice, too. Everyone just, you know, moving back and forth with the songs, singing along. Ugh. There were some songs that, sadly, he just kind of glimpsed over. Like, he would sing maybe 1 minute of it and then jump to another one. The transitions were amazing, too. It's not like he's going song for song in the album, like in the albums, you know, but he's like nodding and remixing stuff live on stage. It's kind of fucking sick, actually. I'm not gonna lie, that part was cool. That part was cool to me, where he's like I recognize some of the songs and he would change the lyrics. Like, he's like, ah, you're only gonna see this here, you know. And that's probably why we didn't have our camera phones. And then there was a lady in the front who was being really rude, and he pointed it out. And it was it's kind of funny seeing her put in her place. Like, if you're going to go to a show, don't be a Karen, you know? Don't be really rude like that. Because even Bruno Mars was like, look at that lady right there flipping me off. Like, she was all pissed. And the whole reason being is that, like, the whole reason being is, I guess she really wanted her phone, you know? She wanted to take pictures or something. And Bruno, I think, here's the funny part for me. The first minute of the show, he was like, I know a lot of y'all mad at me. But it's because, and then he started singing, I took your phones away. I mean, I could never imitate his singing voice, you know? Also, I hate to say this, right? Fun stuff aside, here's the thing you gotta know about me in Vegas. I am not okay in dry, dry desert heat. Even though it wasn't that hot, because this winter, it's still dry. So it was pretty fucking dry for me, you know? Like, I need humidity. I don't know how to say it, right? But I need it to be humid for me to breathe properly, because I just have... I don't know if you guys can hear it in my nose. I'm not sick or anything, right? My nose is dry. Dry as a fucking bone, by the way. That's what it is. And I only get this way when I go to Nevada, the desert, you know? fucking Big Apple, whatever. The Big Apple? That's New York. Fuck. By the way, I don't know if I'd go to New York. Like, period, you know? Like, at all. I've seen a lot of people in New York, like, in TikToks and stuff. They're fucking mean, dude. I mean, I could be wrong, you know? That's always how it is, right? You see it in a microcosm. You never know for sure what's going on. I don't want to say that, you know? Fuck it, you know what? Let's give them a chance. Why not? I am kind of excited, too. I finally got 8x10 prints, or 8x10 canvases that I want to print or that I want to paint. And it's going to be this thing called palettes instead of canvases, because canvases are really thick. You know what? I mentioned this last episode. Anyway, I'm going to paint some more paintings. Don't worry about that. But I have a new image that I'm trying to get, you know? I hate to say it, but... Dude, I'm so tired, actually. Listen, I'm actually quite tired. Driving for 10 hours is not easy. I do it for work, right? But I haven't done that in a while. Not that long. In my new job, I drive for 30 minutes max and before I have to get out of the truck and do stuff. It's not like, what's different in a truck, you know? That's work. In a car, it's fun. It's recreational. But, like, you're still driving. You're still sitting there with your foot in the pedal. That's really it, to be honest. But, you know, I've also had this heartburn that hasn't been going away, and it's been really eating away at me. The thing is, we did have Tums on the ride, but they were like the weaker ones, so I had to keep eating them. The stronger Tums, you know what, there's some Tums in the other one, I'll be right back. Alright, I feel better. Anyway, let's talk more about Bruno Mars. He's nice. He's actually quite nice. I like him very much. And one thing that my girlfriend pointed out, and in her amazing wisdom, and I'm not being ironic, by the way, I'm being serious, she's really smart. My girlfriend pointed out, people of all kinds came to see Bruno Mars. And the cutest part for her was that there were actually children there. And they were dressed in a little, like, uniform that Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga had in that one song. Lady Gaga? My tongue is dry. Lady Gaga. Dog, I'm so dehydrated. It's actually insane. If you hear clicking when I move around a bit, I got new glasses and they're made of metal. Instead of my other ones that are made of plastic and they started falling apart. The prescription still worked. I don't know why they made mine stronger. Now I see even further. I can read text in fucking Braille. Doesn't make any sense at all. Listen, I also want to mention something. The episode, the next YouTube video is going to be uploaded on time for Christmas. Okay, I'm saying that because you guys have all been so patient and I really appreciate that actually. I really do. Trust me. 100%. I appreciate you. I'm not going to fucking do Donald Trump. Now listen, okay, the video took forever. You're gonna see why. Oh my god, you're gonna see why, dude. Literally, the video that I'm gonna make today might be done in the morning, you know, like in 4 hours. I could jerk it out, you know, but I've been trying to do increased production value for one, and two, significantly more editing, significantly more. Okay, I actually found YouTube Studios download department. So what they actually have is music you can use that's royalty free, as opposed to me going to sketchy websites that say quote unquote royalty free, and then you wow, that actually hurt, that say royalty free, and then you have to download a sketchy code to upload into the comment section or the description. I know you guys have seen it. Okay, the problem is street food has become kind of iconic with my vlogs, so I have to put it in there. But okay, something else came up. Anyway, I just, you know, it's one of those things. You have to put it as a registered, like, licensee or something. Not that. That's the wrong term. What is it? For copyright use, ? What the fuck was it? Jesus fuck. My brushes need to be cleaned thoroughly. Does anyone know where to get, like, I don't know, paint remover for fucking brushes? Because mine are not working. I have this paint soap and everything, but it's gotten to the point where the brushes, you know what, I need new brushes. And they're not cheap. Brushes are not cheap. You know what, I can wait a few days for new brushes. What I can't wait for is, I hear Bruno Mars is coming out with a new album, you know? I think that might be why he's on tour so much right now. But honestly, I'm being serious. To anyone listening, you guys gotta go. You guys gotta see him, okay? I'm gonna be honest, I wanna see him again. Will I say he was better than Omar Apollo? I hate to say it, but yeah, absolutely. There was higher production value, is why. Also, I think he's just more entertaining in general. I don't know. But it was a much further drive, that's for sure. Next time we're taking a fucking plane, honestly. The plane ride took 10 minutes to go up in the air and back down to go to Vegas. The car ride was 4.5 hours. Or 5, I don't remember. Look, it's been a long day, okay? I got home an hour ago. And I showered because Las Vegas stinks. There's a smell in here. You can't deny that Las Vegas doesn't smell good, okay? We went randomly walking around looking for stores and stuff. And we found random puddles of piss everywhere. Along with fountains that look like urinals. The irony, I know. Along with fences with light yellow staining at the bottom. Because when people are drunk on the weekend, they'll just piss wherever they can aim it. It's gross. Also kind of funny. But you know what? That's indecent. That's indecent. For sure. Listen. Look, listen. We have had more patrons coming on the Patreon. And I want to specify something, and I don't know if people know about it. You do not have to pay money to get on my Patreon. You can do it for free. You can upgrade to help the podcast, but you can do it for free. Just sub to it. Do it in the free tier. You'll still be able to see stuff. When you do it that way. You don't have to, first off, you don't have to pay for stuff. Second of all, you actually get, what's the term? See, I have to do this thing where I didn't know that people, well, first off, you have to sell your Patreon, you know, you have to really like sell it. And the thing I forgot to mention was whoever's on the Patreon gets to watch the YouTube videos early, not the whole video. You'll get spoilers, you know, you'll get funny bits of it, or you'll get like raw footage, which I think is cooler. Also, sometimes you'll get stuff from my personal life. Stuff that I don't post on Instagram or TikTok, or I post on TikTok and then delete it later because I like to save my face. I like to hide it, you know? And that's really it, honestly. Fuck me. This brush is bugging me so badly. That paint is really stuck in there. It's like when you have a kid and there's gum in their hair. It's not coming out, and I'm not going to be able to get it out unless I have some sort of chemical cleaner, and I don't know what kind to use. I don't like using strong solvents because I know a lot of painters in the past have gone mad just fucking dipping their brushes in that shit and then trying to use it, and then the paint's way smoother, but then they're inhaling all that fume and then they start seeing shit. What do you think happened to Vincent Van Gogh? You know? Shit like that happened. A lot of painters have gone mad painting because they mix their, they mix shit with paint thinner. And I really don't want to be that next guy. Or maybe they had issues already mentally. A lot of them already had issues or they liked, they had small issues and they would take substances and it would get worse. I don't believe in doing substances to enhance your art. Just do it from the heart. What? That's funny. Bars. Like a 100-year sentence. Kudos for people who remember that line, because I actually don't. I think it was fucking, I'm getting off track. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I do have some work to do. As in, I'm going to upload this episode, and it's going to be a few minutes late, not too bad. But on top of that, I have to upload the YouTube video, so I have to do it now, so that it's done by Christmas. It should be done by Christmas, and if it's not, I'm sorry, but I really try to get it by Christmas. That's my Christmas gift to you guys, is a whole-ass 20-minute video with interesting visuals, high quality, and a shit ton of production value, okay? When I say production value, I mean fucking high, okay? You're gonna see, okay? I gave a bit of a spoiler several episodes ago where I said I was on a boat. But it's only a little part of the video, okay? It's probably like 2 minutes of the video, me being on a boat. The rest is something you're just gonna have to wait and see. Unless you're on the Patreon, in which case you already saw a snippet of the quote-unquote blank. That's right, I said blank. I'm still blue-balling you. The only people that know are people that are close to me. People with access directly to my computer. And you know what? You're not one of them. Unless you're a Patreon sub. Just do it for free, okay? If you can't afford a dollar, just do it for free. If you feel like I'm worthy of your money, I appreciate it. But you don't have to give me anything. I just have the options there, okay? Sometimes I feel like I look like I'm begging for money, and I really hate that. You know? I feel bad. I feel sick. It's like, you guys don't understand, okay? You guys don't get that this doesn't pay for anything. I don't make money doing any of this. This is a hobby. But if I make money doing a hobby, eventually that could become a career. And then you won't have to wait as long. There will be no delays. None of that shit, okay? But we won't get there until you help me out. That'll be in the future. I don't care when. you know, sometime down the line. For now, I'm gonna keep doing my shit. Look at how many episodes I have uploaded, okay? Do you know how many podcasts reach this level? Not many. Not many podcasts reach the level that I'm at. Anyway, I'll see you guys next week. I got a video to make. Peace. Why did I say it like that? You know what? That's a fucking cheesy-ass outro. Something else is bugging me before I leave. Fuck. All right. We kind of ran into some vloggers in Las Vegas. And it made me so embarrassed. Because I was recording for a video too, right? But these guys are the ones that go out in public. They're like, hey guys, today we're doing this and that. You look fucking stupid. See you next week.